You're listening to the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast with your hosts, Chad and Dave. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast, episode number 242. I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
We're going to be going over a light load this week.
Light load, but a heavy game.
Light load.
Great.
But before we get started, I'd just like to say something for anyone who cares or who is interested. We finally have a merch store that is open. If you want to get some Tip In Maple Leafs podcast merchandise, there will be a link in the podcast description if you're listening to this audio. Or if you're watching on YouTube, just go into the description below, click on the Shopify link, and either it'll take you to the store. Go ahead, shop away. Now, delivery times because of the Canada Post strike might be slower, but nothing you can do about that.
Nope. Do you know what the link is off the top of your head? Like, is it Shopify .com/ or .ca?
I don't know what it is.
Okay.
You'll just have to go click on the link.
Yeah. Check the link, guys. There's some cool stuff. Hoodies, t-shirts, hats, mugs.
There's no mugs.
No mugs. Okay. Underwear.
There's underwear.
G-strings. We got thongs. We got everything covered down there. So We got tip patches. That's a new thing we created just for this Christmas. Tip patches.
We have Tip In fleshlights.
Yep. Well, in the works.
They're in the works.
Next Christmas.
They're gonna have pictures of me and you on them.
100%. Oh yeah. Just like, good job, buddy. Keep going. You got it.
You got her.
Keep practicing one of these days.
When you put it in, one of our voices comes on, is like, it's time to play a little game called Just a Tip.
Oh, man. All right, dude. Yeah, so check the description on YouTube and the description on the audio podcast for a little tip-in merch for Christmas. Yeah.
The store will only be open until right before Christmas.
Yeah.
So we're just going to do this as a little Christmas thing, and then it's closing down. So get it now while it's hot.
That's right, baby. That's right. Hey, you know what else is right? The kids. The kids are all right, Chad. How about this one? A little banged up for the Leafs with Vegas coming in. 7 regulars out of the lineup for the Toronto Maple Leafs. 3-0 huge win over Vegas. 3 straight wins now for the Leafs. Most impressive win of the season, I think, for me. This was it, man. Like, the Tampa game was good, and then some... laid a couple eggs after that, but big, heavy, hard Vegas team coming in. Like, I'm so impressed by this effort, man. Like, everybody combined, and I'm going to get to the Nyes hit. I'm going to get to Ekman Larson and JT and Minton and Grabankin and Wall. We'll get to all that stuff.
Yeah.
But just the overall game before we get into like the individual things, like, and the overall effort against that hockey team, the fight they showed. How can you not be impressed by that?
You have to be impressed by it. And that's exactly right, man. The fight. That's the thing, right? The effort that they all combined put into that game. Because let's face it, that would have been an easy game to lose because you had plenty of excuses built in.
7 regulars out.
7 regulars out. You're missing, you know, your captain. It's the Vegas Golden Knights coming in. They're a really good team. You had all these excuses built in. But this team under Berube, no excuses.
Dude.
There's just no fucking excuses anymore.
It felt like a playoff game. Like, it really did. It had the atmosphere of a playoff game. Like, once some things started cooking. But
once the refs took their eyes off the game.
Look, you know what, man? Like, the success for me, I want to get your thoughts on this before we start getting into some individual things here. The success for me coming from the back, starting from the back out, is like something we've never seen before. Starting in net and then a strong blue line leading to the forwards. Have you ever seen that as long? We've been watching this team.
Yeah,
long. I'm not talking about just the Matthews era here. I'm talking the Toronto Maple Leafs since we've been watching them.
Yes, man. Yeah. We've seen this. This is how back in the day, this is how they built the team. Like when they had Curtis Joseph and Ed Belfour,
but their defense still wasn't great there. They really relied hard on the goalies. Cujo and Belfour, they relied hard on their...
But their defense was terrible.
Like, Corey Cross and fucking... They had a bunch of stiffs back there.
But they built, like, they had the goaltending, they had the back end back in those days. You're right. This defense is better than that defense was. But the way they played, like, they got outplayed a lot back in those series that they played. But they had the better goalie. They had the better back end.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's kind of what I'm seeing. But the defense, along with the way Wall and Stolarz are playing, now that Wall's picked up his game a little bit, I can't tell you. I can't tell you the last time. I feel comfortable with every single defenseman that's on the ice.
Oh, 100%.
100%. When's the last time you could say that? It's crazy.
No, it is, man. Like, I just, they've had some stud goalies in the past, Cujo, Belfour, Felix Potvin for sure. But I still don't think, like, we've really seen it built this. And I know the goaltending is, like, really strong right now. Wall, we'll get to him, and Stolarz. And like all that, but yeah, just kind of the way Tree Living has kind of flipped this thing on its head. Like, I just don't think this would have ever happened under Kyle Dubas. I mean, just, there's just no fucking way. Like,
no,
to try to just, for Tree Living to come in and basically within 1 year be like, no, we're not going to win like that. We have to go, it has to be different. And just so quickly to build it, a long way to go here. Okay. Long way to go. But so quickly to try to build it from the back end out, it seems to be working, and I fucking love it. And this is playoffs. This is how you win in the playoffs. It's 3-0 games, or it's 3-2, 3-1, 2-1. You know that. Everybody fucking knows that.
Yeah.
Like, so what?
And they've played in plenty of those games in the playoffs, but they seem to come out on the wrong end when the game is important, like the game sevens or whatever, where this team,
they don't get the save.
They don't get the save.
Or they don't get the goal.
Yeah, or their defense lets them down. They do something stupid defensively and it winds up in the net. But the way that this team is playing is, let's face it, Vegas in that game, first two periods, was all over them.
Sure, for sure.
They were owning them. They were owning them, but they pushed them to the outside. Wall was strong in net.
Big time.
Yeah, it's weird. I was saying this to someone the other day. It's almost kind of boring the way they play.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, you love it because they're winning, but
I don't care what it looks like.
Exactly, because we're Leaf fans and we want them to win. But if you were just a casual hockey fan, you'd be like, it's kind of a boring style, but I love it too.
We've watched run and gun for years and it hasn't fucking worked, so let's try it a different way.
Yeah.
Let's try it a different way. And like, the regular season isn't going to be as exciting. Great. But when we get to the playoffs, and if they prove that they can win these tight games, everybody's going to be losing their fucking mind. So
I know this is it. Like, right, like, now they're first in the Atlantic Division.
I think they're tied. Are they not with Florida?
No, they're first. Florida lost last night.
Oh, did Florida lose? Okay. Okay.
So they are solely in first place in the Atlantic Division. You take out the 1-0 game against Montreal, like, opening the two losses against St. Louis, the dud against Ottawa, maybe a couple other ones. Like, they are
Columbus, the BJs. Don't forget Columbus. That.
They are
dirty heavy BJs.
You take out those games, like, you get just a few more points out of that.
Yeah.
You're comfortably in first place.
Like, oh, yeah.
Comfortably in first place.
In the
place.
Atlantic, for sure. 100%.
In the Atlantic.
It's going to be like, they can win the Atlantic. There's no team screaming. Boston's in fucking trouble. Tampa is mediocre. Tampa's still a good team. I shouldn't say that. Like, I could see Tampa going on a streak here. I think Tampa will be in the top three for sure.
Yeah,
it's Florida, Toronto, Tampa. In that, what, pick your order? Like, if Boston goes on a hot streak, great. But there's no one else. Think the Sens are catching them? No. Detroit? No.
But Buffalo's if the playoffs were to start right now, they would play Boston.
There you go. Can't avoid it. Can't avoid it.
Boston's
right?
In the second wild card spot.
They would get
the Bruins. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, Boston will probably play like just okay enough to get a wild card, and the Leafs will win
for the first time ever. And instead of avoiding Tampa Boston, they'll get the Bruins. But anyway,
I don't know, that Boston team looks like Swayman is not playing well. Just from
five, they can't fire score, the coach. Man.
No, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good in Boston. But also, what didn't look good,
and I don't feel bad.
No, it's about fucking time. But you watch, they'll probably turn it around because it's the Bruins. Oh, yeah. They just they just have the pedigree of fucking winning every year. Like, they're always successful.
No, like, you fire a coach who gave you the most points in NHL history in one season. Like, can you imagine the Leafs ever doing that? The Leafs seem to hang on to players and coaches for till they're way past their expiry date, and then they get rid of them. Boston's just like, no.
Management too. I see the Bruins as a management problem, not Montgomery's fault. They fucking mismanaged. Like, the players they're not good enough to win.
Yeah, bad signings.
Yeah, for sure. Anyway, so I don't know where. So a great win against Vegas. 3-0
amazing win.
Wall gets the shutout. Going to go there. Before I get to some other stuff, I don't know where I don't know where you're going to land on that or on this, but the Matthew Knies thing. So Matthew Knies takes the hit from White Cloud.
White Cloud, yeah.
And update today is there's no update. He will not play. We're recording this on Friday night. He will not record.
He ain't recording.
No, he will not play Sunday against Utah. They put him on the IR today, retroactive to November 20th. So he's out 7 days minimum, not LTIR, just IR, 7-day week minimum. He could return midweek against Florida. What's the rush? They only play two games again next week. Keep him out. Just rest him. We'll get to Matthews too and talk about that. But anyway, the hit, man. So do you want me to give my thoughts first and then let you rip?
Well, I know your thoughts because you were texting me.
Well, I fucking hated it. Okay. I thought this, just to me, the NHL is a fucking joke. The inconsistency of the league, whether you thought it was a headshot or whether you fucking didn't. Okay, mixed opinions on that. The ref didn't think it was a headshot. The league didn't think it was a headshot. I'm not even sure if Berube thought it was a fucking headshot. I saw that as contact with the head. Did he? He kind of leaned with his elbow. He did leave his feet. Like, is there a gray area there? Was it a headshot? Was it not? I thought it was a brutal play. Should have been a fucking penalty. But I guess the NHL just fucking flies by the seat of their pants. And if a guy's not injured or he's laying there and can't get up, well, then fuck, it's not. Because if he was, probably a penalty, right? But maybe not, because who knows what this fucking league and the people at the players, whatever, fucking getting these calls right. Headshot or not? Did you like the hit? Did you hate it? Like, what did you think?
Oh, I thought
it was a fucking joke.
I didn't like it. Like, I didn't think it was the cleanest hit ever. But the thing about it was if you look at it from all the different angles, there are some angles where it looks like he doesn't leave his feet, that he's going through the chest to the head. And then there's other angles where it just looks like a dirty fucking elbow to the head that he's flying through the air at.
Looks like an elbow to the head.
At certain angles. So yeah. I kind of get like the refs on the ice not making the call, because there are angles that make it look like a clean hit. Knies was skating with his head down. He skated right into him full speed.
Yeah, you're right.
But at the same time, I agree with you.
Yeah, he's got to take some accountability there for sure. But the other guys, like, you know, you don't have to fucking rock a guy in the fucking head.
No, you don't. But that's what I'm saying. If you look at some angles, it kind of looks like he got the chest and then he went through the chest up to the head. But then you look at another angle and it looks like he's fucking doing a Superman to take his head off.
I don't know. I didn't like it. I thought it was.
I just said there are two perspectives of it, but there should be. We talked about this last podcast. There should be some sort of more black and white. Like, did you make contact with the head?
Yes.
Then it should be a penalty. I don't know.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. And the worst part about it was that Vegas got the power play after.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy, man. It's crazy. Like, just no penalty on the play at all. Like,
yeah, there should
like I don't
not
know,
a five like, in a game like Reeves, but maybe
no, of course not.
Maybe a charging call or roughing call. I don't know, something.
Like, Reeves was a clear shot to the head, a clear shot. This, yeah, I would say, was not a clear shot to the head, but it still was. It still was a shot to the head. So I don't know. All this.
But
all,
like,
does,
the rules do state that if you hit the head after, like if you hit the chest and then you kind of fly up and hit him in the head, it's not a penalty.
Okay. That's not what I saw. I didn't see contact.
But at some angles, that's what it looks like.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Fair.
Like, but at other angles, it looks fucking awful.
Like, I didn't see contact right here.
But like, if you look at some angles, it looks like that's where the contact starts.
Looked like the elbow started right around here.
And that's what it looks like at other angles.
So, I don't know. It's a
weird one. Like you say, Berube was standing right there, and he seemed to kind of think it was a clean hit.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I think he said afterwards, I think he thought it was. And that's fine. Like, he's an old school guy. Like, I don't, you know, but I don't think it's going to be that serious of a thing. Like, I hope it's not a concussion. I hope they're just keeping him out, like, precautionary, whatever. Make sure you get your shit right. But I don't know. We'll see. Everyone's got, like, different opinions on
it.
I didn't like it. I didn't like the hit.
And I didn't like Nye's. Like, you just can't do that. You can't skate full steam with your head down. You just can't do it.
No, he's got to learn. He's got to learn. Like, he's still young, right? Like, he's got to learn. So, and I think he's got a couple concussions already. And I hope this might not be a concussion.
We don't know.
But he does, like one. He does have a concussion under his belt already, or two. So, like, going back to his junior days or Boston College or whatever. But anyway, we can move on from that. I thought that, well, here's the thing. Because there was no penalty on the play, it created a fucking shit show for the rest of the game. Like, all of a sudden, Ekman-Larsson's coming down, and I don't know who the Vegas player was in the corner. Whistle blows. The Vegas player kind of, like, after the whistle, gives him, like, a fucking shot. And Larson's like, what are you doing, bud? And he just fucking buries him into the fucking end boards. Yeah. And then, like, everyone's fucking in it. And I want to get your thoughts on this, but JT, for the first time ever as a Leaf, didn't look like a fucking pussy, and he's fucking finally getting into it with somebody. Where's that been for 7 fucking years, Johnny boy? Like, holy hell. He's, we could have used a little of that.
He's the captain now.
Could have used a little of that in the playoffs the last, I don't know, 7 fucking years, but maybe the Berube effect. But I love that fucking scrum. Like, Ekman-Larsson just will not take fucking shit from anybody. He'll stir it up. Tavares getting in there. Like, he didn't end up getting in a fight. It was more of a wrestling match, but it would have been nice to see JT just been
it
like,
was okay, something.
It was something. It's a start. It's a start of emotion. Like, I want, you know, a high emotion game like that, I want to see that. So what did you think of all that stuff down there?
Loved it. I absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
This team, you have to stick up for your teammates. Whether we think the hit was dirty, whether we think the hit was clean, it doesn't fucking matter.
And Matthew shout out Nye's to Benoit too. Sorry, Benoit.
Yeah, Benoit. Yeah, that was awesome. He like fucking rope-a-dope, dragged the guy out and just started almost... Remember that fight years ago with the Washington Capitol guy where he was kind of like slapping him? That's kind of what Benoit was doing. Yeah.
And but even later in the game, he was very, very physical the rest of the way too. But They all were. I forgot, but him specifically, I forgot to mention Benoit. Yeah. Go ahead.
And Paycheck was getting in there being gritty.
He's coming right up.
No, but whether you think the hit was dirty, clean, it doesn't fucking matter. And that's something that's been missing with this team for so long is that one of your players gets knocked the fuck out and nobody does a thing about it. They don't stand up for them. They skate away.
They've had their moments.
Okay, they've had their moments. It's usually a fourth line guy that gets in there and does something. Well, this like was different.
Remember last year when the Ridley Gregg or whatever put the puck in the empty net, fucking slap shot from the hash mark and fucking Riley almost took his fucking head off with a cross check?
Okay, that's a little different though. Like
that was an awesome moment.
And he was pissed because they got their fucking ass kicked in the game. Yeah.
But it's few and far between.
This was different, man. They were, as a team, they were standing up for themselves and for Matthew Nyes. And they took a team, let's face it, Vegas is fucking a tough team.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And they went toe-to-toe with them. And I'll tell you this, had they not scored a couple goals and made it 2-0, like had this game got out of control and was 5-6-0 or something, it would have been a shit show. But because the game was close and both teams had a chance, I think it kind of cooled off near the end. But hey.
Yeah. And it was still kind of a shit show.
It still was. But imagine it had got out of hand. But as soon as the Leafs scored and made it 1-0, everybody kind of calmed down because the Leafs are like, fuck, we can win this game. And Vegas is like, we got to get back in it. But I will take that any day of the week. Like, I don't want to see Nyes get hurt.
No.
But I will take John Tavares getting in there every fucking night.
100%. Yeah, love to see it too. Okay, so we're going to get to the kids here. And I thought, let's pull out a little Saggy Chad because I love the way the kids played. It wasn't Minton's first NHL game. It was Grabankin's first NHL game, but they're both their first game called up this year. We're going to get to that little segment called Whale of a Game for the kids because I thought they were awesome. Maybe we'll hit that, come back, and you tell us what Whale of a Game is all about.
Hey, ready? Guys, it's time for Whale of a Game.
Mike Taylor here, Chad Dale, Whale of a Game. Huge.
I forgot that you did that intro.
Yeah, man. So
I was expecting the old one. I forgot. We haven't done it this year, so I forgot.
That's our old softball coach. That's our old softball coach. And he used to just give us little love taps on the old butts, say, and the old asses. But like, when we had a good game, great game, boys. Whale of a game. Whale of a game.
Well, if you got a whale of a game.
Yeah, it was.
He didn't say that every game.
No, he'd have a toothpick just going mental out of the side of his mouth, and he'd say, oh, whale of a game, boys. Yeah. And just, you didn't get that very often, but when you did, you felt very special. And here's what I'm saying, Chad, right now, Fraser Minton, this kid missed all of training camp. Not healthy. I think he had a bit of a groin injury, I would say.
Yeah. Pulled his groin in the rookie camp.
Pretty sure. So he just finally got healthy. He only played like 5 games with the Marlies, but I think he had like 3 goals, 2 assists or whatever. So camp goes down and all of a sudden Domi can't play, or they're like, okay, Minton, Grabankin, let's go, boys. You're up.
And he did something that camp and Domi can't do.
Put the puck in the fucking net.
Put the puck in the fucking net.
So shout out, whale of a game to Fraser Minton. He scores his first NHL goal. And Grabankin, and I thought he looked incredible up and down the ice. Fraser Minton, like, we'll get more into
him. The confidence that he had in that game going against Vegas Golden Knights was pretty.
You can just tell that he's a fucking high IQ guy on the ice, very high IQ, which I love about him. Bright future for Fraser Minton. But this Grabankin guy, this is on a whole different level. Back check. Forecheck, paycheck. Now let's be clear here. He buried a Vegas Golden Knight into the fucking boards from behind in the first period. Okay,
right on the numbers.
That's kind of what started this whole thing. We kind of left that out. That kind of started this whole fucking thing. His first NHL
game. A little bit of a dirty hit.
I don't know how there's no penalty there. He fucking buries some guy from behind, but he's just like, whatever. And then he's fucking all over the ice. He made an incredible play on the back check.
The dive?
Oh, where he just got the tip of his stick, on the puck to knock it away, to prevent a clear-cut scoring chance. That was an impressive play. That's this kid's first NHL game. He was in it physically. He was going to the fucking net. He's got the hair cooking. And when he says things after the game, like back check, forecheck, paycheck.
Yeah.
He
can't speak English at all.
Missing the jibs up front.
And then we would play the audio if we could, but he's in the scrum. And then he's just like, team, tell me back check, forecheck, paycheck.
Yeah.
And then he's who
do you think told him that?
I heard he's been hanging out a lot with Willie.
Oh, that would be the guy that would say it. Yeah, 100%. Paycheck, paycheck. If anyone's going to say paycheck, it's going to be fucking 88, 100%.
His laugh, is so contagious. It just, this guy's my new favorite player. I fucking love this guy. On the team now.
100%, dude. What'd you think of Minton as well? Both these kids, we don't pull out whale of a game very often, but
this is a game where Joseph Wall shut out the Vegas Golden Knights, and we're giving a whale of a game to Minton and Grabankin.
They were both fucking incredible, man. They both looked like, we can do this.
So confident. Both of them so confident. Grabankin basically broke a guy's head by pushing him in the numbers into the boards.
Yeah.
And like you say, didn't stop him from playing a great game the rest of the way.
Fuck. This guy doesn't give a shit. he just doesn't care. He's like, man.
Okay.
We don't have guys like that. He's one of a kind on this team. One of a fucking kind. Yeah.
We need more of that.
You never know. This guy might, I'm not sure where he is with putting the puck in the net. I don't know what his offensive ability is, but
middle of the road.
He seems like a loose cannon. I'm going to throw a Kadri.
Not in a bad way.
No, I'm going to throw a Kadri comparison here. I know that's that's large expectations, but there was times there with Naz, and even still he's settled down some now, but there was times there with Naz where you don't know what you're going to get with this guy. He's a bit of a loose cannon. You don't know what he's going to do out there. I see a little bit of that with Grabankin. I don't know. He might fucking cross somebody's fucking head right off. But I don't know what he's going to do.
Yeah.
But the element
it's
of
so
like
funny because he's like, he doesn't, he looks like he's just having fun out on the ice. Like, he's not out there. He doesn't look mean, like he's out to kill somebody.
No, Reeves
always has a look on his face like he's ready to go. He's ready to fight. This guy's smiling, laughing, taking people's heads off. Like, but you're right. Loose cannon, couple screws loose.
He doesn't look mean, but I think there's a switch there that will go real quick. If something happens on the ice while he's out there and something needs to be done, he's going to be right fucking there doing something that he probably shouldn't be doing. Like, that's what I see with this guy. But I like that element of like a player where you're just like, he's a big guy. He plays fucking hard. He's hard on it. I love that. I think the Leafs need to go more in that direction. And where does it go with like, they're banged up. So Camp will be coming back and like Holmberg won't be, but Domi will be. We'll get to Matthews and Joseph Woll to end it here in a second. But
yeah,
what do you do here? Is this just like they'll be playing on Sunday. They'll both be playing on Sunday. So is this just like, get some NHL games under your belt? We'll see you down the road.
No.
Like, or what? You think it's more than that?
Well, I mean,
like, you think they're staying?
I think there's some guys on this team that I've seen enough of that don't give you enough, especially for the money that they're making.
Oh, I was going to say Robertson, but he's not making any money.
Okay, but you can throw Robertson in that list. He's on the list that I'm thinking of. But there's guys that we've given plenty of chances to that aren't really doing anything. Maybe it's time we give a chance to these two. I mean, after that game, why not? Why the fuck not?
That third line of Steves, and I could take or leave Steves, but like, he's not terrible. Like, Steves, like, they put all the kids on the same line. Grabankin, Minton, and Steves. They put Minton was playing on the fucking power, on the top power play in that game.
Yeah, I know.
When Nyes went out. So that third line of those kids looked like the best the third lines looked all season.
Yeah.
Did it not?
Yeah. Oh, yes. We've been railing on that third line all year.
They had,
and then we give that third line the whale of the game in their very first fucking game.
There you go.
Anyway, that was Whale of the Game, brought to you by our new merch store. Check out the Shopify link in the description below on YouTube or on the podcast description that you're listening to pick up some Tipping Maple Leafs podcast merch today.
Let us know as well, guys, in the comment section, what do you think they should do with Grabankin and Minton? Do you want to see them stay up and give the kids more of a shot? Or when the veterans start getting healthy, like, back down to the Marlies they go? Like, I want to see the kids stay. I like
the youth. Could they make some moves and make some room for these kids? Is it time to make some room for the kids?
We'll get more into that after the Utah game. We'll kind of see how it plays out against Utah on Sunday and go from there. Two last things, and then we'll bounce out of here. Joseph Woll. I mean, there was so much going on that Woll played a great game, and he's like the last thing we're going to talk about. Yeah. There was just so many other fucking things going on. Woll gets a shutout. I thought he was awesome. I was surprised that he was even in net. I thought Stolarz for sure, but I guess, like, okay, you give Stolarz a bit of rest. Woll hasn't played in a bit. Now both goalies are like, now Woll's like, okay, well, I can still play too, guys.
Yeah, now we got it cooking.
Don't forget about me over here.
That was the most confident Joseph Woll has looked all season. He was coming out, taking the shooters on, covering the net, sound on rebounds, sound down low. He had the one shot that clearly beat him, that hit the post.
Yeah.
But other than that, he was a wonder Woll.
If these two can stay healthy, knock on wood. Hello. Knock on wood, though. If they can stay healthy, and that's a big if. We know that, especially with Waller. But if they can, man, oh, man, do you not like this combination here? Two guys, just two of them cooking. Stolarz will play on. Woll's coming off a shutout. Guess played great. Guess who's playing Sunday night?
The guy with the best stats in the NHL, the goalie.
So this is a real good thing here. They're 100%. Like, this is a good thing. Like, I'm just so impressed.
You talked about the defense as a core. When is the last time we've had a 1-2 punch in net? When is, like, we've had Belfour, Cujo, we've had some great starters, but when's the last time we had two really good goalies where you don't care who's playing?
Like, this is a stretch, but I guess I'd say Anderson and McElhinney.
Oh, okay.
Campbell? Oh, sorry. Anderson?
No, Campbell and Anderson didn't play together. You're right, McElhinney. But, like,
but that wasn't this.
Anderson was the clear number one.
Yeah, and by the way, shout out to our boy Freddie Anderson. Had to shut it down again. He just can't stay healthy. Did you see his injury in Carolina?
You know, a groin.
He's out like 8 to 12 weeks. I'm not joking. Surgery. This guy just, he cannot, ever since he left Toronto, cannot, and even on his way out of Toronto, couldn't fucking play. Yeah. He's gone to Carolina. He'll put a little run together, injured. Little run, injured. Now he's done like 12 weeks. Brutal.
Bad. That was kind of the story when he was here, so.
Yeah, especially towards the end. It was crazy. But no. But
knock on wood.
Yeah.
That don't happen to our guys.
Anyway, shout out to Waller. Great job against Vegas. And shout out to the defense. Everybody, the kids. It was great from top to bottom. Last thing before we go. When we were doing the last podcast talking about Austin Matthews, like, well, how big a concern is this? Like, if he's not skating this week, if he doesn't play by the weekend, and then Tree Living comes out, lets the cat out of the bag, or the cat was about to be let out of the bag by the reporters.
Cat, the cat was out on the internet.
So Tree Living has to come out, speak to the media. Yeah, well, actually, he's in Germany with the doctors getting some special treatment.
Yeah.
How, dude, this thing, okay, like, they're saying the right things. But when you're taking a fucking trip, you know, 20 games into the season to Germany for some special treatment, like, you got to leave the fucking, not only country, but
yeah, when you're going to see a very, very special doctor.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't a little groin pull. This isn't a bruise or a sprain or a twist.
Have you heard anything? Like, have you heard anything legit source wise as to, is it his back? Is it, what is it?
That's the only thing that I read from sources were that it's his back.
It's got to be, right? Like, it's got to be. That's
what the rumor going around.
Could be a shoulder. Could be a shoulder.
Could be a shoulder. Could be something around there. But I'm just saying, like, you don't fly to Germany unless it's something really specific and kind of, yeah, like a bad back injury or a shoulder or a ligament or a tear of something. You just don't fly to Germany because you're like, well, I like that doctor over there.
No,
you just don't do it.
No, of course not. So very, I would say, okay, they're saying the right things, but I kind of think they're just blown. Like, I'm talking about Berube and Tree Living or whatever. They're saying the right things. I think they're blowing smoke. We haven't seen this guy he's been on the ice one time in 3 weeks, one time. So he was not on the ice again today. Like, he's in fucking no man's. Like, I'm sure he's getting treatment in the room here, whatever. They're trying to get it figured out, but trying is the key thing here. Who knows where this is going to lead? This could lead to him playing next week. No, it won't lead. They have two games next week. They're going to Florida. They play Florida and they play Tampa Bay Wednesday and Saturday, I believe.
Utah on Sunday.
No, this, yeah, okay, Sunday, but like next, going into next week, Wednesday, yeah. and Tampa. And then we roll into December and it's Chicago out of the gates. Shout out Blackhawks. Can't wait for that. The Blackhawks.
Love a good Blackhawk.
So that's what she said. But listen, man, listen. So I would, like, they only have two more. Forget about the Utah game on Sunday. After that, they only have two more games left in the month of November. What's the point?
Yeah.
I would target that.
It's like the perfect time.
Perfect time, because they didn't play a ton of games. Like, Reeves was saying, or Reeves couldn't speak to the media because he's suspended, but someone was saying Reeves got suspended for 5 games and they only were playing like 2 games in 4 weeks or in three.
He's going to miss like 3 weeks just for 5 games.
He won't play until December. So
we're like, when they first started the season, they played like 5 and 7 nights or something like that. 5 and 8 nights.
So anyway, just to put a bow tie on that, if you've gone this long, what's another 2 or 3 games? I would keep him out until December. See if you can get him practicing this week coming up. Like, he's got to get on the ice and he hasn't skated. Get on the ice and start fucking practicing. Get a couple practices. I would target as soon as the calendar turns to December. Does that make sense for you or what?
Yeah, I'm sure that's their target. But until you know why he's in Germany, or why he went to Germany, what the injury is. Like, if it's a serious back injury, we could be talking months.
Well, months. I mean, they're
I told you that somebody, somebody leaked out that they heard the S word about surgery or trying to avoid a surgery.
Trying to avoid, yeah. Well, Tree Living keeps saying no surgery, like everything's progressing as we thought. Oh, really? Day to day turned into 3 weeks. Everything's progressing.
Turned into flying across the ocean.
Exactly. Progressing as you thought. Yeah. Okay, guys, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll know more next week. We won't know anything
for sure,
like the rest of this week, but if he's not on the ice for practice on Monday or Tuesday, I'm going to be like, what is going on here? Like, yeah. He's like, if he's not trying to get back starting next week, I don't mean into the games, just skating, practicing, getting ready for a return. What are we really dealing with? Someone's got to get to the bottom of this. we got to put our special investigators in charge of this and try to figure out what's going on. Cause for the first time ever, we can confirm this is not we're very serious about the groin pulls and the groin injuries. This is not that. This is something much more serious than a little groin tweak. So yeah,
this is no groin.
Anyway, brother, that's it for me. Unless you got anything else.
I just like to add one thing before we go. And that is that we didn't even say his name, but once again, in my eyes, the best Maple Leaf on the ice every game since Auston Matthews has gone down is Mitch Marner.
Yeah. Can you believe that? We did a whole podcast without mentioning his fucking name one time. That is wild.
I know. We could have. And if I didn't say it, we would have done it. But
You're right. Shout out, Mitch.
Guy's killing penalties. Quarterback in the power play. He's shooting. He's scoring. He's contract year.
Well, we wouldn't have said it, or would we? Just wait. We're not done yet. Keep going. Let's wrap
anyway,
it up.
No, I just wanted to give a shout out to Mitch because yet again, he led the team in that Vegas game. He was unreal.
You kind of jumped the gun on me there, but go ahead. Sorry. No, it's okay.
No, that's all I got to say.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
All right. Okay. So for the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast, don't forget the merch store. Click on the Shopify link if you want some merch. It'll be in the YouTube description and in the podcast description. So you can go there, click the link, go buy yourself a hoodie or a t-shirt, whatever you want, a hat, some underwear, some thongs. I don't know what's in there. Anyway, you can also follow us on social media at the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. On YouTube, hit like, hit subscribe. We got some new subscribers this week. So thanks to all those people. You can follow us on TikTok, Tip In Podcast, and Twitter, Tip In Pod. Email us, tipinpodcast@gmail.com. And until next week, I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
We will.
Hey, Sunday night, Mitch Marner's next future hockey team, the Utah Hockey Club, comes to town Sunday night for a little tilt, maybe a little foreshadowing there. I'm just joking. I just put that in because you brought up Mitch at the end there. But Utah comes to town Sunday night. Should be interesting. They're a good young team. Should be a good matchup. Yeah, thanks for watching, guys. Thanks for listening. Hey, don't forget, back check, forecheck, paycheck. We'll catch you later. Catch you later.
You're listening to the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast with your hosts, Chad and Dave.